This is Gail Herring. Today's date is June 15, 1973. The time is 2:00 p.m. I will be interviewing Mrs. Henrietta Crone, Saginaw, Michigan. The topics to be discussed are Saginaw's downtown area in the early 20th century. The discussion will cover the Bancroft and other large hotels in downtown Saginaw during that period, Saginaw's auditorium and the activities that took place there, the Castle Post Office and other department stores and general stores that were in downtown Saginaw at that time. Okay, Mrs. Crone, could you tell me about the Bancroft Hotel in the early, 1910s?
I remember that the Bancroft Hotel at the time that it was built was considered one of the finest hotels in the United States. And they bought a music here to open it. And it used to have a porch out in front of it and chairs all along the porch where people would sit and watch the carriages go by. And some elegant dinners were held there. And it was the social spot of Saginaw, and everybody knew about the Bancroft Hotel. And then down a block from there was another fine hotel, which was the Vincent Hotel. That was on the corner where the telephone company is now. And then at the same location was the auditorium, which was built by two of the wealthiest men in Saginaw. Mm-hmm. I think it was Temple Dorr and W.R. Burt. And across from there was the old Academy of Music. And many of the stars today that are on television and became very noted all played at the Masonic Temple. Barrymore and the top people came to theater at the Masonic Temple. I remember that. And then speaking of W.R. Burt, he had this enormous home on Genesee Street, and that he was one of the wealthiest men in the city of Saginaw. And he used to go by and in his carriage with a driver, and he would sit in the back, and if he walked out, he would, like Rockefeller, he'd give you a coin. And, but he, his will is still tied up. He tied it up that it would not be distributed until the last of the great-great-grandchildren. And his family have tried to break that will many times, but I think it's still in litigation. And then some of the other things about the early days that I remember myself was the flood down Genesee Street, and people were going up and down the street in boats. Mm-hmm. And I know that all the basements were flooded. And this reminds me where I just came from Charleston, South Carolina, and that town was flooded just last week when I was there. And then, of course, the character best known in Saginaw was Little Jake Seligman. And he had a clothing store in the tower block, which is now, which has been torn down, and they have the little fountain there next to Peach's Furniture Store.
And Heritage Park?
Yes, and it was a triangle building. Mm-hmm. And he would get up on the second floor and throw a pair of pants down to the lumberjacks who came into town once a week with all this money. And he would throw down a pair, and then they'd have to come in and buy the rest of it. And he was a very little, a short man, and he had a statue made of himself, and that was up on top of the building. And I don't know where that is now, but when that building was torn down, there was a discussion what to do with Little Jake's a statue. I never did hear. And then another thing, speaking of these lumberjacks, Saginaw was the lumber capital of the world, and also noted for coal and salt. And the colors of Saginaw, our colors were black, white, and yellow, and if there would be a flag, it would be black, white, and yellow. Black for coal, white for salt, and yellow for the lumber. And I just heard the other day that I mentioned to you about this town is practically built on sawdust. And someone asked me the other day how soon it will be before its new store is. Someone said, well, they're running into a lot of difficulty because they're getting into all the sawdust. So that's hard. That's hard to build on sawdust. And so it's still around. And then a friend of mine, I didn't know the Indians, but she was a grandmother when I came here. Mm-hmm. And her little house was on the corner where the courthouse is now, corner of Michigan and Court. And she was a very good German cook. And the Indians would come to her house and she would make them pancakes. Mm-hmm. So there were really truly Indians in this right here. Of course, Michigan is full of Indians, mm-hmm. but they did come to Saginaw. And
do you remember any famous Indians, you know? Mm-hmm. Do you remember any famous Indians? Any Indians that stood out?
I know a family who said they have Indian blood in them, a very social family, and it uh-huh. said that she has Indian ancestors. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the two towns were separate. It mm-hmm. was East Saginaw and West Saginaw, separate school boards, and great rivalry, of course. Mm-hmm. And I can remember when the two towns were merged, and that was big goings on, and then one school board for the two towns. But of course, there was, whenever any football games, on Thanksgiving, there was always these annual games, uh-huh. and great rivalry between the two. And this was a very, very German town. Mm-hmm. And Germania was a German club, and all German families belonged there. And they had a kindergarten where only German was spoken. And when I came here, I was sent, when I was 4 or 5 years old, I was mm-hmm. sent to that German kindergarten. And it was interesting to note that during the war, one of the Tante, I forget her name, but anyhow, they felt that they arrested her as a spy, a German uh-huh. spy. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Germania school was in connected with it, and no matter where you lived in town, you were allowed to go to that school, whereas other schools you were told to had to attend were in the neighborhood, in a certain neighborhood. Uh-huh. But I had to walk about 20 blocks to school every morning, and home for lunch, and back again, and home again, all because my parents wanted me to learn German, and the principal of the school had taught the German classes, and we had 1 hour of German a day. And I never thought that I would use the German that I learned in Germania school. But when I was in Germany last summer to visit my son in the army, I found that a great deal of that German came back to me that I'd learned in my earlier days. And let me think. What else did I tell you about in
there? Oh, you were telling me about the AMP.
Oh, and I can remember, yeah, I can remember the stores downtown. The Atlantic and Pacific, the A&P as we know it now, was then called the Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company. Mm-hmm. And it was just a little store next to Wheatman's, which was not, it was also a little store on Genesee Street. And that store opened in Wheatman's opened in 1900, like our store opened in 1900. And they sold, I can't believe, think that they sold anything but tea and coffee.
Oh, that's cool.
That's all it was, Atlantic and Pacific Tea Company.
Didn't sell anything else?
No, not that I can remember. It was just a little store for tea and coffee.
And you were telling me about Cunningham's?
And where Cunningham's now, of course, all of Genesee has changed. Cunningham's store was a cigar store, Morris Cigar Store. And where that wig store is on the corner of Genesee and Washington, mm-hmm. that was a very fine jewelry store.
Do you remember the name of it?
I do remember, but it'll come to me. So, and then down in this block up was a very fine china and crockery store that was mm-hmm. called Watson's. China and crockery, that's all they sold. Mm-hmm. Oh, the jewelry store was Grant, W.J. Grant Jewelry Company. And then all of the homes, the wealthy people in Saginaw at that time were extremely wealthy. They were the lumber barons of this part of the state, and they all had ballrooms on their third floor, and they had carriages, and they imported their bands from Detroit. I think the Pinzel Orchestra at that time was a popular orchestra. Mm-hmm. And one of the homes that was of that era was the museum. That was owned by, this minute it doesn't come to me. I should have written that down. But these West Siders, more than the East Siders, had these gorgeous homes, and the children were all sent away abroad to be educated, and, mm-hmm. and they really lived it up, so to speak. But now, so many of those homes have been torn down or have turned into funeral homes. Now the home that the osteopathic hospital started in, one little house, and that was one of these big homes. That was one of them. There's still a few there, but not many. Now, well, nobody can afford to keep up those big homes or to staff them. You just don't. And it's a strange thing that so many of those very, very wealthy lumber people in this generation, third and fourth generation, do not have the money that they've dissipated that tremendous wealth. And one of the prominent names in this country of the early days was Heintz's in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Heintz was a Saginaw girl. Was a Saginaw girl.
Oh, she was?
Oh, yes. And Humphrey, who was Secretary of the Treasury, and his wife were both Saginaw people, both from prominent families in those early days. And several of the president of, it's either Montgomery Ward or Sears, I think it was Montgomery Ward, who was very prominent, the president of that, was a Saginaw a man. And well, we could always name a lot of the people that came from Saginaw. And then in those early days, Frankenmuth was there.
It was there, but
it was just, there were two little hotels, and the husband and his wife did all the cooking,
mm-hmm.
and you sat at a little long table, and they were small, but you had the same good German food. And in order to get out to Frankenmuth, there was a little interurban train going out there, a streetcar, a little urban streetcar would take you out there and back. Or you would hire a horse and buggy and go out there in a horse and buggy. And I remember that we had delivery service for our store, and the barns were right behind our house on Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the great big workhorses. But we also had one horse that we were allowed to use.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Rock, because it just didn't go. We had to hardly push it.
Yeah.
And we had a surrey with a fringe on top that we were allowed to take to ride in and use, and a cutter for winter. Of course, our snows were, I don't think they were any worse than now. I can't think that they were. Maybe. But we would hear that we were allowed to use with this rock and take that cutter out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember that the people across the street from us had the first automobile.
What do you mean? What year?
Stanley Steamer. Well, I was still in grammar school,
mm-hmm.
and I know that you entered it from the back.
Mm-hmm.
The door was in the back, and I can remember that. That was a great thing. My husband came from a small town, and he said they had one of the first automobiles, and it was terrible when his father would take it out, and all the horses, they'd go for a ride in the country,
uh-huh.
it frightened all the horses, and it was they almost ran away, all these horses. They'd never seen an automobile before. And
were there a lot of, trolley cars downtown?
Oh, yeah. Only trolley cars.
That's all?
Just trolley car, no buses.
Uh-huh.
And we had one that went right in front of our house. And You would have thought that it would go right through the living room. It made so much noise. And the nice part about that was, in summer, they took off the closed trolley cars and had open trolley cars. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the main diversions, to pack your lunch and get on one of those trolley cars and ride out to Riverside Park, which mm-hmm. was way out beyond the Elks Club now, on the river. And they had a wonderful roller coaster out there and a dance floor. And they had, I can remember when they had the dance marathon. And later on during the war, and all these people were practically asleep, still dancing. Mm-hmm. So we used to go out to watch that. And that was a very nice ride. That was 5 cents. From Warren and Thompson, where Old Saginaw High is. Mm-hmm. And you would ride out with your little nurse girl and take your lunch and on the open car, because of course it was very hot and nobody mm-hmm. had anything like air conditioning. I know that in the winter people used to heat bricks and put them in the cutters to keep their feet warm, and take baked potatoes in their pockets when they go to the football game to keep your hands warm. Mm-hmm. What other things? I can remember that the old city hall burned.
Mm-hmm. Where was it located at?
Right where the new one is.
Oh.
And we didn't like the way they rebuilt it because it was too modern. We liked the old one, the way the old one was built. And I can remember the early fire in Saginaw. At least mm-hmm. if I don't remember it, I can remember hearing about it. Mm-hmm. But there was a terrible fire, burned, blocks and blocks and blocks. I think that was before my day, but people still talked about the early fire in Saginaw.
Do you remember any downtown bakeries? You know, did they have any bakeries downtown?
I can remember Hyde's Bakery, which was out on Lapeer Street near the Germania School, a German bakery. And I can remember when Home Dairy started, and they mm-hmm. started the same location now. But all they had, they only sold butter and eggs, milk.
They didn't have the restaurant thing?
No, nothing at all. It was just a produce, mostly fresh eggs and butter and milk. Mm-hmm. Started that way, and then later they put in the more produce and baked goods. But it was just a butter and egg store mm-hmm. when that started. Mm-hmm. Then the other stores that have since been torn down, the other large department stores, the William Berry Dry Goods Company, mm-hmm. which is where the old Montgomery Ward store was before they moved across the river.
Uh-huh, I remember that.
And then across the street, down a block, was M.W. Tanner Company. And that went through onto Lincoln and came through onto Genesee. Then there were a couple of movie houses downtown.
What were their names?
The Bijou mm-hmm. was one. And the other was Leisure Theater. There were about Dreamland was down there. That was
Dreamland.
A 5 cent one. Uh-huh. And of course, some woman would just sit there and play the uh-huh. whole thing. And Jeffers Strand that mm-hmm. was downtown.
Was the Franklin Theater down there?
No, that
wasn't
there.
No. Was the Temple down there at all? It wasn't?
Masonic Temple was there. Uh-huh. That was always there. And that was where we all went to dancing school, was in the Masonic Temple. But the Temple Theater and the Shrine Building. As far as I know, the Saginaw Club was there when we came.
Uh-huh.
That's very old, the Saginaw Club. And newspaper, Saginaw News might have been where it is, but it would have been an old building.
Was there any other newspaper in town besides that?
Yes, there was the one called the Courier Herald uh-huh. and the Saginaw Daily News. Mm-hmm. And one came out in the morning and one came out in the evening. And then they merged and it became, they didn't use they named it then the Saginaw Newspaper. Mm-hmm. But there were two newspapers.
Do you remember the editors' names or anything like that?
The The earliest editor that I can remember was Mr. Trainer, but I don't know. I'm sure there were people before that, but that's as far back as I can remember. And then I was going to tell you something else down there. There was a Murray Dry Goods Company. They were down there. Of course, the Sightners came in 1900. Mm-hmm. And I can remember plank roads in Saginaw.
Oh, do you remember what streets were made out of planks?
Well, it couldn't be that Genesee was plank roads when I came here.
What was Genesee made out of? What kind of materials?
I don't know, but...
Was it cobblestone or...
Well, there still is a cobblestone street in Saginaw. If you go over on the west side, there's one block of cobblestone that's between Michigan and Hamilton, and I think it's Cass, unless they've changed it, but they left that one cobblestone. If you drive over there, you'll see one goes sort of up the hill. And then there were, of course, the river was lined with lumber mills, lumber company. J.W. Brand was a lumber mill, and there were some big ones there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the story that they tell about the Bancroft. In fact, I think they have the picture. If you go into the log market, the Bancroft, they have all these old logging pictures and of early Saginaw, and they have this one, I forget what they called him, but he came into the Bancroft, and he was very angry, or he was drunk, but they refused to serve him or something, and he got up and prayed it on the table. And I think they have his painting down there. He walked up and down the table, which was terrible, but that was his way of getting even with them.
Do you remember any kind of activities that went on at the auditorium? Have you talked about that yet, the auditorium?
Well, the auditorium had Friday night dances, I know that. That used to be the thing, to go to the dances at the auditorium. And it was used for that. I can't remember anything particular. What seemed to seem is what I can remember. Because as long as the auditorium, as long as the Masonic, what did I say was the name of the theater across from there?
Is it the Bijou or?
No. The big one.
I can't remember.
You got in those notes in where all the theaters where Marie Dressler played, and it wouldn't be the Masonic Temple, it was the... Seems to me that was the name of it, but all the plays took place there. And in the Jeffers Strand, they had stock companies that would come here. And the Jeffers Strand is still behind some of those doors. That if you go in some of those back doors, you can find it full of cobwebs, and it's still there. And some very good actors got their start there. And of course, the Saginaw men that became famous were the Mueller brothers. And Frank Mueller is the only one of those brothers. There were three of them. And he lives right across the street.
Oh, does he?
And if you really, right across the hall. And if you really want to have a good interview, you go down. He still has his office down in the Mueller brothers. And ask him, and tell him that I sent you, to show you all the pictures. He has all the early theatrical pictures, and he has his pictures taken with Eddie Cantor and with all the big stars, because the Mueller brothers were a leading act in vaudeville all over the United States. And he's very proud of this room where he can show you all these pictures taken of himself and his brother with all these big stars. So he'd like to show that to you. That's early Saginaw.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
And he got his start in Saginaw. They had amateur nights. And all the young high school kids would go there to perform. And he and his brother sang at amateur night. And he was spotted by somebody and asked to go on. And that's the way they got started. And several of the good bands came from Saginaw. Isham Jones Band, which played in Chicago, started here. And Gerald Marks, who is now very prominent in New York City, started in Saginaw playing the piano and composing. He's from Saginaw. So you have a lot to be glad you live here.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know you were telling me about the post office.
Oh, the post office. Well, that was considered one of the finest buildings that Saginaw ever had. That was a copy of a palace, a chateau in France. And not too many years ago, well, time goes by, maybe it was 20 years ago, they were going to tear down that building. And a great many very civic-minded Saginaw people got together and sent a petition to Washington, and they really fought it. They said that's one of the only nice buildings, that really our finest building. So they succeeded in keeping that building, but it was just as expensive and maybe more so than building a new one, because they tore the inside completely out, just used the shell, the outside shell, and rebuilt the hotel, the post office, and of course they had to add on to it, but it's still there. And someone asked me the other day, they said when they redevelop Saginaw downtown, what are they going to, are they going to keep the post office? And I spoke to Miss Mason, who is head of the downtown executive secretary of the development, and she said, yes, the plan is to keep the post office.
I hope so. It's beautiful, you know, it's
yeah, well, that's one of our one of our finest buildings.
Okay. Let's see. Do you remember was YWCA downtown?
I don't remember anything at all about the early days. I don't remember anything. Maybe they didn't have it, I don't know. I remember the old Saginaw High. That was the building, well, that's torn down now, the old Saginaw High. And then I can remember when the manual training building was built across from it. I think that's still standing, the manual training building, but the Saginaw High was torn down. Of course, we just love that dearly. That graduated a lot of prominent people too, but we loved the old Saginaw High.
Okay, let's see. Did you talk about the W. Barry Dry Goods Store? Did you say anything? B-A-R-E?
Yes, Barry, William Barry Dry Goods Company. And the M.W. Tanner Company, and the Murrays, and the Weekmans, and Seitner's, and Heavenrich's. Oh, they were one of the very early. They go way back. They're older than our stores. And they just had little, always was a good store.
Well, can you tell me just a little bit about Morley's?
Morley Brothers. Well, all I know is the Morleys were one of the earliest families here. And as far back as I can remember, they had a hardware store. And I guess in that same location is the old store now that they just vacated. I can't remember that it was ever any other place. And of course we had the Second National Bank, we had the People's Bank, we had the Michigan, I don't think, there wasn't any Michigan National Bank, but there was Bank of Saginaw, People's Bank, and Second National. Those were the three banks that...
Do you remember any of the banks going bankrupt,
Well, I can remember, well, I don't know whether you call it the early days, but I mean, I can remember during the Depression that the Bank of Saginaw went broke. But they finally did pay off all their depositors. They paid them off in the end. And that the Second National Bank had merged with the Guardian Group in Detroit and had become part of the Guardian Group. And during the Depression, the bank, Second National Bank closed its doors. And everyone said it never should have happened, because the Second National Bank was always solvent. It was in good shape. But it were these other banks in Detroit, the Guardian Group, that really went broke. And they just took the Second National Bank right in with them. And Mr. Marley, Marley at that time was president of the bank, and he used his own personal fortune to pay off a lot of the creditors. He felt so terrible about it. Then, of course, things eased up, and the creditors were all paid. But I know that he was such an honorable man that he did use some of his own fortune. Oh, the name of the theater across from the auditorium was the Academy of Music. And also Saginaw used to have a May Festival come here every year. And that took place in the Masonic Temple. Just by